Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be going through hyperthyroidism. If you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/hyperthyroidism or in the endocrinology section of the Zero to Finals medicine book. So let's get straight into it. Hyperthyroidism is where there's overproduction of thyroid hormone by the thyroid gland. Thyrotoxicosis refers to an abnormal and excessive quantity of thyroid hormone in the body. Primary hyperthyroidism is due to thyroid pathology. The problem is in the thyroid itself, and it's behaving abnormally and producing excessive thyroid hormone. Secondary hyperthyroidism is the condition where the thyroid is producing excessive thyroid hormone as a result of overstimulation by thyroid-stimulating hormone, and the pathology is in the hypothalamus or the pituitary gland. Graves' disease is an autoimmune condition where TSH receptor antibodies cause a primary hyperthyroidism. These TSH receptor antibodies are abnormal antibodies produced by the immune system that mimic TSH, and they stimulate the TSH receptors on the thyroid gland. This is the most common cause of hyperthyroidism. A toxic multinodular goiter, which is also known as Plummer's disease, is a condition where nodules develop on the thyroid gland that act independently of the normal feedback system and continuously produce excessive thyroid hormone. Exophthalmos is the term used to describe bulging of the eyeball out of the eye socket caused by Graves' disease, and this is due to inflammation, swelling, and hypertrophy of the tissue behind the eyeball that forces the eyeball forwards. And this is a response to the TSH receptor antibodies. Pretibial myxedema is a dermatological condition where there's deposits of mucin under the skin on the anterior aspect of the leg, which is the pretibial area. And this gives a discoloured, waxy, edematous appearance to the skin over this area. And it's specific to Graves' disease, and it's a reaction to the TSH receptor antibodies. There's a few universal features of hyperthyroidism to be aware of. These are anxiety and irritability, sweating and heat intolerance, tachycardia or a fast heart rate, weight loss, general fatigue, frequent loose stools, and sexual dysfunction. And there's a few unique features that are characteristic of Graves' disease, and these features are all related to the presence of TSH receptor antibodies. And these are a diffuse goiter, typically without nodules, bilateral exophthalmos, where the eye is pushed forwards, and pretibial myxedema. There's a few unique features of a toxic multinodular goiter, and these are a goiter with firm nodules. Most patients are aged over 50 years, and this is the second most common cause of thyrotoxicosis after Graves' disease. There's also a condition called solitary toxic thyroid nodule, and this is where a single abnormal thyroid nodule is acting alone to release thyroid hormone. The nodules are usually benign adenomas, and they're treated with surgical removal of the nodule, and that cures the hyperthyroidism. There's a condition called de Quervain's thyroiditis, and this describes the presentation of a viral infection with fever, neck pain, and tenderness, dysphagia, and features of hyperthyroidism. It's characterized by a hyperthyroid phase followed by a hypothyroid phase as the TSH level falls due to negative feedback. Essentially, a virus is causing inflammation in the thyroid gland, which causes it to produce too much thyroid hormone. This thyroid hormone then causes negative feedback on the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, so the level of TSH drops, and the thyroid production by the thyroid gland also falls. So you get a hyperthyroid phase initially and then a hypothyroid phase after that. It's usually a self-limiting condition, and supportive treatment with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication for pain and inflammation and beta blockers for the symptomatic release of the hyperthyroidism is usually all that's necessary. Thyroid storm is a rare presentation of hyperthyroidism, and it's also known as thyrotoxic crisis. It's a more severe presentation of hyperthyroidism with pyrexia or fever, tachycardia, and delirium. It requires admission for monitoring and is treated in the same way as other presentations of thyrotoxicosis, although they may need supportive care with fluid resuscitation, antiarrhythmic medications, and beta blockers. Let's talk about the management of hyperthyroidism. The information here is summarized from the NICE clinical knowledge summaries from 2016, and treatment is usually guided by a specialist. Carbimazole is the first-line antithyroid drug. It's usually successful in treating patients with Graves' disease, leaving them with normal thyroid function after 4 to 8 weeks. Once the patient has normal thyroid hormone levels, they continue on maintenance carbimazole, and either the dose is carefully titrated to maintain normal levels, and this is known as titration block, or the dose is sufficient to block all production, and the patient takes replacement levothyroxine, which is titrated to effect, and this is known as block and replace. Complete remission and the ability to stop carbimazole is usually achieved within 18 months of treatment. Propylthiouracil is the second-line antithyroid drug, and this is used in a similar way to carbimazole. There's a small risk of severe liver reactions, including death, which is why carbimazole is the preferred first-line method. Another option for treating hyperthyroidism is radioactive iodine. And treatment with radioactive iodine involves drinking a small dose of radioactive iodine, and this is then taken up by the thyroid gland and emits radiation, which destroys portions of the thyroid cells. The reduction in the number of cells results in a decrease in the thyroid hormone production and therefore remission from the hyperthyroidism. Remission can take 6 months, and patients can be left hypothyroid afterwards and require replacement of the thyroid hormones using levothyroxine. With radioactive iodine treatment, there are also strict rules where the patient must not be pregnant and they are not allowed to get pregnant for at least 6 months after treatment. They also must avoid close contact with children and pregnant women for 3 weeks, depending on the dose. And they must also limit contact with anyone for several days after receiving the initial dose. We also need to talk about beta blockers, which are used to block the adrenaline-related symptoms of hyperthyroidism. Propranolol is a good choice of beta blocker because it's non-selective, and it non-selectively blocks adrenergic activity as opposed to more selective beta blockers that only act on the heart. Propranolol doesn't actually treat the underlying problem, but it helps control the symptoms while the definitive treatment takes time to work. And they're particularly useful in patients who are suffering with thyroid storm. Finally, surgery can be used. A definitive option is to surgically remove the whole thyroid or toxic nodules in the thyroid. And this effectively stops the production of thyroid hormone. However, the patient will be left hypothyroid after a thyroidectomy and require levothyroxine replacement for life. Thanks for listening to this episode on hyperthyroidism. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing this podcast. If you want written notes on this topic and all the other podcast topics, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. You can also find a copy of the Zero to Finals Pediatrics book to cover all the key facts and guidelines you need for your pediatrics exams. You can find a full audiobook version of the Zero to Finals Medicine book on Audible, which is available to download so that you can take all the topics with you in audio format and listen from cover to cover or to individual chapters or topics. You can also find notes, videos, illustrations and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune into the next episode, which will be on hypothyroidism.